Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Sarabjeet Kaur, and today we will be discussing about the 133rd episode of Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat. Listeners, in today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi touched upon myriad subjects, ranging from civil nuclear program to the growing bamboo sector in Northeast, the digitized census 2027, and the beauty of the flamingos and the music of rolling drums at Beating the Retreat. To take a deep dive into all this and to understand the implications of what the Prime Minister said just a little better, we have with us Mr. Praful Ketkar, political analyst. Mr. Ketkar, welcome to Spotlight.
Thank you.
Mr. Ketkar, we like to start with the civil nuclear program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today touched upon the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam in Tamil Nadu. In fact, the Prime Minister spoke about this subject at length and called this a historic milestone. So before we take your expert view on this, let's first hear what the Prime Minister had to say about this.
भारत ने विज्ञान को हमेशा देश की प्रगति से जोड़कर देखा है. इसी सोच के साथ हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं. उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है. इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को, एनर्जी सेक्टर को, हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है. खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है. साथियों, कुछ ही दिन पहले हमारे न्यूक्लियर साइंटिस्ट ने एक और बड़ी उपलब्धि से भारत का गौरव बढ़ाया है. तमिलनाडु के कल्पक्कम में फास्ट ब्रीडर रिएक्टर ने क्रिटिकलिटी हासिल कर ली है. भारत की न्यूक्लियर एनर्जी जर्नी में एक ऐतिहासिक माइलस्टोन है. और बड़ी बात यह भी कि परमाणु रिएक्टर पूरी तरह स्वदेशी तकनीक से निर्मित है.
Mr. Praful, we just heard the Prime Minister saying that this reactor is completely built with Indian expertise, showcasing self-reliance. Besides this, we know that fast breeder reactors not only generate power, but also produce new fuel for the future. So, in the backdrop of this, we'd like to have your expert comment on what this means for India on the subject of fuel sufficiency.
Energy security has become a critical subject, not just for India, all over the world. And in this civil nuclear program, the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu, reaching criticality is a very, very important milestone in this journey, because it has reached a self-sustaining stage that marks a major leap for country's atomic program. And we will be actually cutting our dependence on uranium, which we need to import. Instead, we will be using much more available in India, the thorium. And this particular process is completed and the reactor becomes fully operational. India will become the only second country after Russia to have a commercial fast breeder reactor. And that's why it is a very, very important defining moment, reflects depth of our scientific capability and the strength of our engineering enterprises, the capabilities of our scientists. So on all these three fronts, we have achieved an important milestone through this, making this Kalpakkam plant operational with a fast breeder reactor prototype.
So in today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed Census 2027 not just a population count. He said that it is a crucial exercise for nation building. Let's first hear what exactly the Prime Minister said on this.
मेरे प्यारे देशवासियों, हमारे देश में इस समय एक बहुत अहम अभियान चल रहा है, जिसके बारे में हर भारतीय को जानकारी होनी जरूरी है. ये है जनगणना का अभियान. यह दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी जनगणना है. साथियों, जो साथी पहले से इस तरह की प्रक्रिया से गुजरे हैं, इस बार जनगणना का उनका अनुभव अलग होने वाला है. जनगणना 2027 को डिजिटल बनाया गया है. सारी जानकारी सीधे डिजिटल माध्यम में दर्ज हो रही है. घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है. वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे. साथियों, इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है. आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं. कर्मचारी के आने से 15 दिन पहले आपके लिए सुविधा शुरू होगी. आप अपने समय के अनुसार जानकारी भर सकते हैं. जब आप प्रक्रिया पूरी करते हैं तो आपको एक विशेष आईडी मिलती है। यह आईडी आपके मोबाइल या ईमेल पर आती है। बाद में जब कर्मचारी आपके घर आता है तो आप यही आईडी दिखाकर जानकारी की पुष्टि कर सकते हैं।
मिस्टर प्रफुल, वी लाइक टू नो फ्रॉम यू व्हाट दिस डिजिटाइज्ड सेंसस मींस इन टर्म्स ऑफ इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट, डेटा ड्रिवन गवर्नेंस एंड कलेक्टिव रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ सिटीजंस।
This is going to be the 16th census in India, and if we see for the post-independence period, it will be the 8th one. But first time we will be using the digital technology to enumerate our population, the household, and create a very, very simplified and digitally enabled categorization of various things for the policy purpose. We need to understand that census is not just about population enumeration. It is an important tool to decide the policy preferences for the country. So in detail, we get the criteria whether related to education, whether related to class, whether utilities that are available in the household, how many people are there, what kind of income sources are there. So all these things actually are used in policy decisions. They will be assisted by the person who is coming for the verification, and this will ease out on the handling data with the digital technology. So I think this will be not just the largest, census of the world, but it will be perhaps the fastest and the most digitally efficient census of the world. And that is a real remarkable thing, the way entire technology is integrated in the census process.
So from energy, then policy making, let me draw your attention to the success story of the bamboo sector in Northeast India. In fact, the Prime Minister this morning called the region the Ashtalakshmi, or a source of prosperity and potential. So there's no denying that in today's times, bamboo is now becoming a driver of employment, innovation and entrepreneurship in the Northeast region. So, Mr. Prafull, how do you see this growth of the bamboo industry in the development of the Northeast region and towards the development of the country on the broader canvas?
See, since the colonial period, bamboo unfortunately was categorized as a tree. And because of that, there were multiple environmental restrictions on its utility. People traditionally using bamboo as a product, various handicrafts and industrial products, they were not able to do that. There was a sort of gap. And in 2017, when government took the decision to remove bamboo from the tree category and remove the environmental restrictions on it, they could actually start the bamboo harvesting. And this allowed reskilling and innovation in bamboo products. Now, we can see in Tripura, in Sikkim, in Meghalaya, people are making even bamboo belts, and they are very considered very, very fashionable even in high societies. Now they are environment friendly, and still they are giving employment to numerous people.
All right. After these hardcore statements, Prime Minister made reference to the growing popularity and innovation in India's cheese sector. Let's hear what the Prime Minister said.
ब्राजील में आयोजित एक अंतर्राष्ट्रीय चीज प्रतियोगिता में भारतीय चीज के दो ब्रांड्स को प्रतिष्ठित पुरस्कार मिले हैं। इस उपलब्धि की चर्चा सोशल मीडिया पर भी खूब हुई। कई लोगों ने मुझसे कहा कि भारत में चीज की जो विविधता है उस पर भी बात होनी चाहिए। आज भारतीय चीज दुनिया भर में अपनी जगह बना रही है। जम्मू कश्मीर की कलारी चीज को ही लीजिए, इसे कश्मीर का मोजेरेला कहा जाता है। गुजर बकरवाल समुदाय के लोग पीढ़ियों से इसे बनाते और खाते आए हैं। वहीं सिक्किम, अरुणाचल प्रदेश और लद्दाख में छुरपी बहुत प्रसिद्ध है। पहाड़ों की सादगी और कोमलता इसके स्वाद में भी महसूस होती है। महाराष्ट्र और गुजरात में टोपलीनू पनीर, जिसे सुरती चीज भी कहा जाता है, वह भी अपनी एक अलग पहचान रखता है।
Mr. Prafull, we'd like to have your expert comment on how traditional sectors can evolve with innovation and what is the importance of supporting local products.
Cheese traditionally has been associated with pizza and the European dishes. But now what is happening with this particular kind of innovation? Our household items have innovated to preserve calories and give new products, as we see in the form of ghee also. Products like kalari or churpi or mandel in various parts of India they are not just, innovations. They are also without any chemicals. They can be preserved over the period of time. They are soft and crumbly. They are very healthy. And that's why these innovations can really help in rebranding and remarketing the Indian products. I think Indian food industry, we can make various and market it in the world. Cheese is just one example of this.
Mr. Ketkar, the Prime Minister very proudly mentioned about the historic performance of Indian girls at the European Girls Mathematical Olympiad 2026 held in France. We'd like to have your expert comment on this very briefly.
We have seen in various competitions all over the world that Indian students have been performing well. This particular European Mathematics Olympiad, specifically for girls, has made a history where we have achieved the 6th position, but the Shreya of India, I think from Mumbai, has won the gold medal. This is because this Bordeaux competition is considered as a very, very prestigious one. But the process that Prime Minister has explained will definitely inspire young girls to take up this challenge. In TIFR, at multiple levels, these girls are given a challenge, scrutinized, trained, and then sent for this competition. I think these kind of competitions will really help. In applied part, we are anyway doing well. But when it comes to the fundamental sciences and fundamental mathematics, the success in these kind of competitions will certainly inspire students, especially girls, to participate in this competition in future also.
The Prime Minister also, very fondly spoke about Lakha Ji Ke Barati when he spoke about the run of Kutch and how it turns pink with the visit of the flamingos after monsoon. And interestingly, today is also the International Flamingo Day. So, Mr. Ketkar, we'll request your expert comment on biodiversity and India's role in protecting it.
Prime Minister rightly said, we don't see nature as antithetical to human life. In fact, for us, we human beings are part of nature. And that's why, conventionally, we have a very symbiotic relationship. We have seen the revival of a tiger project, cheetah project, and this Lakha Ji Ke Barati desert of Kutch. That clearly shows the way our traditional communities actually see the entire nature. Flamingos come here, they actually... New generation is born in Kutch. The entire color in this desert and hot season, completely change. And people celebrate this. People make a festival out of it. That clearly shows the Indian mind where we adjust our life in tune with the nature. So for us, development and environmental protection, these are complementary processes, not necessarily contradictory. Because for us, human life is part of nature and not above nature. And this Flamingo Festival or Lakha Ji Ki Barat kind of celebration is another sign of that typical Indian cultural trait.
All right. From the grand lawns of Rai Sinha Hill, the Beating the Retreat ceremony now resonates with Indian melodies, echoing a renewed pride in our cultural roots. And this was very proudly highlighted by Prime Minister in Mann Ki Baat. So, Mr. Ketkar, very brief comment from you on this.
See, Beating Retreat has been associated in the colonial period. But after independence, we connected in our Republic Day. And now what we are seeing is, very proud and conscious decolonization of this entire concept of Beating Retreat. And now the equipments and the instruments are modern, but the tunes that are played are very, very traditional Indian rooted compositions. And what we saw this year, Operation Sindhu, and one day Mataram proudly played on these foreign instruments by armed forces. It was a beautiful blend, a fusion of modernity and tradition. And I think over the period of time, this Beating Retreat will become major attraction for multiple compositions rooted in Indian soil and Indian culture that clearly is visible in the last few years.
With that Indianized touch, time now to wind up today's spotlight. The 133rd episode of Mann Ki Baat was packed with grassroots innovation, sustainability, impetus to women, digital census, growing global recognition of Indian products and biodiversity. Mr. Praful Ketkar, thank you very much for your valuable insights. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Spotlight.